This episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome back to The Last Storm. My name is Mark and I'm back with Dave, and we're here to talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder and the game we just finished playing against the Nets. It was one of the best games we've seen in quite a while for any Oklahoma City Thunder team over the last probably 3, 4, 5 years. The Nets weren't full strength. They were missing a few players. We all know a little bit about what's going on with Kyrie, so he's not going to be playing any time that we're playing in Brooklyn at this stage right now. They also were without Kevin Durant. But other than that, like, this is all about what the Thunder was able to do tonight. We shot really well from behind the arc. We knocked down 20 threes. We shot 45% from the three-point land. It was really incredible. This effort we had was top level from a number of guys, including Lu Dort, Shea. Bazley played really good. Mike Muscala had a hell of a game. Just a really good game by a bunch of guys.
Yeah, the team effort tonight was spectacular. All around, like Mark was saying, it was from every side of the ball. Whether it was defense, offense, it was unselfish play. It's exactly what we want to see. 42 points came from the bench. That bench has played exactly what we needed to have them play. Mike Muscala was unbelievable, completely deadly. Mark already told you, Bazley. I mean, seriously, it was unbelievable. We had 21 points off of turnovers, off of their 12 turnovers, and we only had 10 turnovers. Fast break points, we had 16 and they had 13. It's not what we want to give up, but the reality is that is okay. We're not going to hyper focus on something like that after a blowout of Brooklyn. Like Mark said, they were not full staff, but the reality is that anytime that we have an opportunity to get a big win like this, we have to take it, we have to capitalize, and then we have to close it out, which we did. So it was great to see.
Yeah, it was a game we played really well for four quarters. There were a few minutes in there where the Nets had a chance to close the gap, and then we responded really well. One player I didn't mention earlier, Josh Giddey, he had a really good game too. He was 8 of 17 from the field, 3 of 11 from deep. So that's obviously not going to be up to his standard, but the shots he hit from downtown were big timing. They gave us a cushion in our lead. He also had 3 rebounds, 7 assists, and 1 steal. A total of 19 points today for Josh Giddey. And like I said, it was all about timing. He did a really good job keeping the ball moving, and he was just at the right time, right spot at the right time for us.
Yeah, in many ways, Giddey's game was outshadowed by the game by Shea tonight and by Dort. Shea's game, though, 35 minutes, 11 for 18 in field goals, 2 for 5 in three-pointers, and 9 for 10 at the free throw line. He didn't live or die at the three-point line, which was great. He took what they gave him. He had rushed a couple three-pointers due to the shot clock. But again, this is what we want from him, is attacking, attacking, attacking. He held Brooklyn's stadium in his palm. Every move he made was truly just like an ooh and ah moment. He crossed a guy up, fell on his ankles, fell on his ass. It was great. I mean, Shea looked great tonight. 33 points, 2 blocks, 1 steal, 9 assists, 10 rebounds, 2 of which were offensive. To me, one of Shea's better games in a very long time. He needed this. He needed it in front of Brooklyn, and it was great to see.
Yeah, Shea went for 16 points in the first quarter, and all 16 were in a row. So he just dominated for us. And then to close out the first quarter, Mike Muscala knocked down a couple of threes. He had a really good game. 14 points, 5 of 6 shooting, 4 of 4 from downtown. I mean, what else can you ask for from Mike? He comes in for 12 minutes and scores 14 points.
Yeah, man. And you know what? I saw Aaron Wiggins tonight on both sides of the ball hustling. His plus minus was plus 15. I love it when you see something like that right there for a young man. 9 points. He had 1 steal, 2 assists, 6 rebounds, 3 of which were offensive. There was a couple of them. He went for tip-ins. I don't know if those don't count for offensive rebounds or not, but for the reality, for whatever reason, it doesn't show up right here. I'm definitely going to be looking into that, because I remember back when I played, definitely tip-ins counted for rebounds, and I'm wondering if the stat sheet is not right here, so we'll definitely look into that. But the reality is, with him, he keeps on improving. Tonight, Field goals was 3 for 8 and 1 for 2 in three pointers, with 2 for 2 on free throws and 27 minutes tonight. I felt like he did a great job on Harden when he was supposed to be on him. Really just made things difficult for him, and it showed us the versatility that we can have when we're switching Aaron Wiggins and Dort off and on him. And it was great to see these two guys match up with James Harden tonight.
Yeah, and like you said, Aaron Wiggins got the start tonight, and Trey Mann came in off the bench and played a lot of the same position as Aaron Wiggins. Trey Mann went 3 for 5 from the field, 1 for 2 from downtown, 8 rebounds. One of those was offensive. 4 assists, 3 steals, and 1 block. He had an incredible third quarter, a really good game. He had the Berkeley Center up on their feet and people going crazy, and definitely has a great energy. He had a massive dunk and big-time shots from downtown. So you got to love what he brings. 7 points today in total for Trey Mann.
Jeremiah Robinson-Earl had a big night tonight on the defensive side. I felt like he was just everywhere he needed to be tonight. 24 minutes, no points in those 24 minutes, 2 assists, 4 rebounds, one offensive rebound. To me, it's not all about scoring. A lot of times, we're not going to need these guys to score. We just need them to play up on D and be able to do the things they did. There was a lot of mismatches tonight in the 24 minutes that JRE was playing due to the fact that he got to play against a couple combinations of Brooklyn throwing 5 guards out there, 4 guards out there. So it was a great combination for JRE to see just different players and guards at a couple points. So JRE had a good night tonight.
Closing out the third quarter, Baisley was able to get 5 really critical points for us. And that put us in a spot where we went into the fourth quarter up 17 points. He knocked down a 3, and then he was able to get a buzzer beater. SGA found him under the hoop, and he released it, and the ball was a high arcer. The clock went off while the ball was in the air. They checked it, but obviously it was good. So 5 straight points for Baisley to help us out there. Overall, he had a really good game. I've mentioned that a few times, but 16 points, 6 of 9 shooting. He played 20 minutes in total, went 2 for 5 from downtown, 2 of 2 from the field, 5 rebounds and 1 block. He's a force, he's a present. He can cross people over on the perimeter, and when he shoots the ball well from downtown, he's going to score on all levels, and he did that tonight.
Lou Dort, 33 minutes tonight. He was absolutely filthy from behind the line. 6 for 10, 60% from the downtown. 27 points, 2 assists, 1 rebound. But, man, his defense, again, was great. He got hit in the head late in the fourth quarter, in the third quarter. It kind of put him back a little bit. You could tell that he was kind of sluggish. He came out of the game in that late in the fourth quarter, in the last 4 minutes, I believe it was. It's something to watch. I don't think it's something to be concerned about, but, you know, definitely keep an eye on that. He was kept on going back to the temple and holding it at different points during that time. So I hope he's okay, and I hope it's nothing to be serious about. But, you know, whatever. He played phenomenal, 3 for 4 on field goals and 9 for 17 on field goals and 3 for 4 on free throws.
Yeah, Dort had a really good game. Everything about his game looked good. And definitely when you put up 19 points before halftime, you know, it makes it a good day. In total, we had 70 points at halftime, and they had 51. So there was a lot of scoring going on, and we kept it going all day. So it was a good day for us on a lot of ends. Today, we got to see Dagadi play some more minutes. He played 10 minutes. Actually, these were his first minutes for the Thunder, and I was actually really impressed. 1 for 3 from the field, 2 points in total. He is a good screener. He understands how to defend the perimeter and also the basket. He can do a lot of things out there, and he definitely was more polished than I anticipated. So I'm a big fan of Dakota.
Yeah, I am too. And I'm a big fan of him because you can tell that fiery spirit that he has. There was a couple times that Thunder players, the guards were around him, you know, just making sure he wasn't going to get in a fight. You kind of wonder if he's got that fight in him and he's going to go at some of these guys. I like that. We need a enforcer on our team. And if he's going to be one of those guys that's going to get in there and mix it up with the bigs, we need that. So this is a big moment for him. I hope he fits in here. He's on a 10-day contract, I believe. So we'll see how that goes there. Ty Jerome, 25 minutes for him tonight. 3 points, 6 assists, 1 steal, 1 rebound, 1 for 5 on 3-pointers and 1 for 6 on field goals. But man, he was everywhere where he needed to be, passing the ball around. He was playing in front of one of his idols, that being Steve Nash, and he really directs some of his game around it. So it was really great to see how he's able to play his game in front of Steve, and it was great to see.
And Ty's three was massive. At that point, they had cut the lead down to single digits, and we were able to mount a return to their comeback. So Ty started that out, and then Giddey was able to score 5 consecutive points. He had one, a bucket right over Blake Griffin. That was a really tough finish. And then he knocked down a three. And then we were able to get threes from Dort, SGA, and Moose to really blow this lead open. So it was a big-time effort by everybody. But Ty was able to get some space and create an opportunity and really help this team get on that type of run that we needed. It was a big-time team effort. Our stars did big-time stuff. Our big three were everywhere. And just a really impressive game. We got lots of players playing their role at a really high level. We're looking to get back to full strength. We're missing Isaiah Roby right now, Kenny Williams. Those guys can really help us out. But a lot of people are questioning, you know, what our intentions are this season. But to me, this is a game that we've been working hard to continue to press for. We want to play great for 4 quarters, and we don't care who we're playing. Our goal is to play our game at a high level every single time.
Absolutely. And this is what we need as a team. We saw it last night. We got closer to a win. We scored some big points. We put a really great effort in. But tonight, this is truly a spectacular win in the aspect. We put 38 points in the first quarter, 32 in the second, 30 each in the third and fourth quarter. That's something that's great to see. This team just looked really great out there. I was really proud of them because this is something that, as you know, we all know, 5 games loss in a row isn't nice. You know, we've gone 2-8 in the last 10 up until this game right here. So this is the starting point of whatever's going to happen. But we've talked about this. We've talked about this team getting a decisive win, getting a big win, and then all of a sudden rattling a bunch of wins off in a row, or, you know, 3 of 4 or 5 of 6 or whatever. So I hope this is the moment here. We've all been waiting for it, but it's been nice to see the nice amount of points we've been able to put up the last 2 games, and it's great to see.
Yeah, we want to make sure we give SGA, you know, the proper level of credit for a game like this. So it was a complete masterpiece. You're talking about 33 points on 18 shots and 1 assist shy of a triple-double, 10 rebounds, 9 assists, 1 steal and 2 blocks. I mean, that's a stat line you can read over and over and over again and not get tired of it. Incredibly efficient, 61% from the field, 40% from the three-point line and 90% from the free throw line. SGA is our leader. He's proven it over and over and over again. This is his 8th game with over 30 points this season, and when he plays good, we look really good out there. So we're happy to have him, and clearly, you know, getting these other guys playing at a high level shows us what we can do. The Nets just came off of really one of the biggest wins for any team this season. They beat the Bulls, which, you know, the Bulls are really good this year, and they beat them handedly. We already mentioned that they weren't at full strength, but they were coming off of a lot of momentum, and we just swiped that from them. So we appreciate that, and we appreciate you for continuing to join us. And we're going to be back tomorrow to talk a little bit more about this win. Thanks again, and we'll see you then. And as always, this episode was brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.